Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Thursday on this 11th day of August, 2022. I'm thrilled to have two of my very favorite guests return to the program today, and they are none other than the co-hosts of the Just Thinking podcast, Virgil Walker and Daryl Bernard Harrison. Virgil Walker is also an author and the executive director of operations at G3 Ministries. And let me welcome you to the program first, Virgil.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the program. Why don't you tell our listeners about G3 Ministries?
Yeah, G3 Ministries. I was looking at a comment the other day. Folks are trying to figure out what G3 stands for. And so it stands for Gospel, Grace, and Glory. It is a conference-based ministry that has really switched its focus, delivering fantastic conferences. But in addition to that, producing a lot of fantastic content for churches, for church pastors, church leaders, folks in the pew. Our desire in every way is to make sure that folks are receiving just sound biblical books, resources, you name it, curricula, in an effort to make sure that they're properly educated and equipped for the work of ministry. So that's what G3 is about. We push forward all of that content, both on our websites as well as on our app. You can check us out at g3men.org.
Praise God. And now we also have joining us Daryl Bernard Harrison, and he is an author and dean of social media at Grace to You, which is the media ministry of Dr. John MacArthur. And it's great to have you back as well, Daryl.
Hey, Chris, how are you doing, my friend? Thanks for having me back. I need to mention one thing, Chris, because it's been a minute since I've been on your program. And since then, God has shown me incredible grace, speaking of grace to you, and that I've gotten a promotion recently to a new role. So I'm no longer dean of social media. I'm now the director of digital platforms, which still includes social media as one of my responsibilities. But yeah, now my new title is Director of Digital Platforms for Grace to You. But that notwithstanding, it's good to be back with you, my friend. Always good to be back with my guy.
Amen. And if anybody wants more information about Grace to You, the media ministry of world-renowned evangelist, author, and pastor John MacArthur, go to gty.org, gty.org. And why don't you tell us, we'll start with Virgil, since Daryl spoke last. Virgil, why don't you tell us about the Just Thinking podcast that you and Daryl co-host?
Well, we'll probably both jump into this piece right here. Just Thinking is really the brainchild of Daryl, based off of his blog. We connected about we'll be closing in on 5 years here in December, where we've gotten together and really amplified all of the work that Daryl put in on the blog, really taking the cultural issues, pushing them through the lens of a biblical worldview, and really unpacking them in kind of an expository way. I mean, it's more of an expository podcast. We take our time unpacking issues and just making sure that people are incredibly equipped to deal with issues of the day. I think probably for the most part, folks know us for the CRT related issues that we engage in, as well as, you know, anything Black Lives Matter. But that's not all that we do. We run the gamut of a lot of different areas. I love what Daryl says when he says that we are theologians. And as a result of that, we really try to cover the gamut. In fact, I know that I don't want to toss anything too early. Daryl, I'll let Daryl do that. But we're looking at some topics that aren't in the vein of necessarily the whole social justice component. Really opens the door for other issues that need to be addressed.
And Daryl, I know that, as Virgil just indicated, this podcast came out of a blog that you were operating solo at one point for quite a while. In fact, that's when I first learned of you, and Dr. Tom Askell of Founders Ministries told me, you've got to get Daryl Bernard Harrison on your program. He has this incredible blog called Just Thinking, and that's when we first made contact. But it was our mutual friend, Dwayne Atkinson of The Bar, and I don't mean a place where you have cocktails. That stands for Biblical and Reformed. Many people jump to the conclusion immediately that it stands for Black and Reformed, since Dwayne is Black, but it is not. It's Biblical and Reformed. And he was the one that really enthusiastically suggested that you guys unite for a podcast, and you initially were adamantly opposed to the idea. Am I right?
Yeah, that's a true story, Chris. When, matter of fact, Virgil and Dwayne approached me individually about the idea of joining Virgil on a podcast that Dwayne would support. And I turned them both down. And the reason I did is because I didn't see myself as being particularly gifted speaker. I didn't think that my gifts were in the area of speaking, you know, orally into a microphone on a podcast platform. As Virgil alluded to earlier, I've been doing my blog at Just Thinking for myself for 6 or 7 years by the time God brought me across the path of Virgil and Dwayne. So I was strongly dogmatic that my gift was writing. My area of skill was in putting my fingers to a keyboard and typing words out. I wasn't gifted, at least I didn't see myself that way, as being gifted to articulate my thoughts through a microphone. So that was the rationale behind me turning that idea down. But God, as he so often demonstrates in our lives, had completely different plans for me. And as Virgil alluded to earlier, here we are almost 5 years later with the Just Thinking podcast, having recently surpassed 5.1 million plays of our episodes. Is just incredible.
Wow. And if anybody wants to find out more about the Just Thinking podcast, go to justthinking.me. That's justthinking.me. And all three of us have to make a note. The next time we do this, which I hope is soon, we've got to get Dwayne Atkinson on our program with us on the interview. Have him join us.
Yeah. Dwayne would be an incredible addition to this conversation because, again, Virgil and I refer to Dwayne as the hardest working man in podcast land. I mean, Dwayne, under his Biblical and Reformed Network, manages numerous podcasts. And so the Just Thinking podcast is not the only podcast that falls under that network. He has his own podcast that he hosts, where he brings guests on that's in an interview format. But then he's got numerous other podcasts. And whenever anyone reaches out to Virgil or me wanting counsel, advice, guidance on whether or not to start a podcast, what contributes to the success of a podcast, without hesitation, Virgil and I refer those folks to Dwayne. He's an incredibly talented individual. God's gifted him in many, many ways, and he's He's been an incredible partner and friend and brother for Virgil and me.
And in fact, I'm going to use this opportunity to brag about my program. Dwayne Atkinson has been a listener in the Iron Sharpens Iron radio audience for a very long time, going back to 2005 when we first launched the show. And he told me when I first met him, in fact, I was walking past his booth at one of the G3 conferences a number of years ago. And he called out to me and he told me that I was a primary inspiration to him entering into the podcast field. So I was enormously humbled and blessed and honored with the privilege of hearing that. That was great for him to share that with me. And also,
I was just going to say, Chris, that's really high praise coming from a guy like Dwayne.
Yes, it is.
So well deserved.
Yes, and if anybody wants more information on the Bar Podcast Network, go to thebarpodcast.com, thebarpodcast.com, and I believe I got the right website for that. Yes, I do. I was starting to get nervous that I was indeed promoting the website of a tavern, but now I see Dwayne's picture, so I breathe the sigh of relief. Before we go into our theme, there are two major events that you two are going to be speaking at, and I am, God willing, going to be at both of those. The first is coming up very soon. It's going to be held August 20th and the 21st, which is a Saturday and Sunday, in Larksville, Pennsylvania, and specifically at High Point Baptist Church of Larksville, Pennsylvania. And it is actually titled the Just Thinking Podcast Conference. Virgil, since Daryl spoke last, why don't you tell us about this conference?
Yeah, we were excited to get the call from the folks there who wanted us to come up, and the folks in High Point reached out. Greg Hauser, his team there were wanting us to come up and just talk about issues related to social justice. They are, especially in the area of education, in the great state of Pennsylvania, dealing with so many issues related to the critical race theory being taught in schools. Of course, they're not calling it that anymore. A lot of the church members dealing with, you know, diversity, inclusion, and equity, diversity, equity, and inclusion, just all of those related issues that everybody is dealing with. The issue of social justice, folks thought, you know, this is kind of a flash in the pan. Maybe this will be something that shows its head, rears its head, and goes back into hiding, and it's, you know, it's no more. But the reality is, unfortunately, it's permeated every facet of culture. Every area from economics to politics, any area that you can think of, education, it's a part of. And so, as believers in Christ, and you know, in God's grace, they're wanting to, the folks at High Point are wanting to ensure that their people have their arms around this and are able to address it from a biblical worldview. And so reached out and asked for Daryl and me to come. And, you know, I'm excited about the opportunity. It'll be a great chance to really educate and equip some folks.
Yes. And Daryl, are there any specific headings that you're aware of yet on topics that you and Virgil will be speaking on at this event?
Yeah, there are. And matter of fact, if folks want more information about more specifics around the actual schedule, that they can just go to the High Point Baptist Church website and check that out. But yes, I'm going to be speaking on the interconnectedness of critical race theory and Marxism. And then Virgil's going to be speaking on how critical race theory entered the culture. And what's really cool about how Virgil and I sort of play off one another on this particular topic is that we never cross-pollinate one another. And what I mean by that is that although we're going to be speaking under one cohesive thematic topic, the way our individual messages are distinct from one another is what is one of the attractions of a conference like this, because although we're going to be focusing on critical race theory, neither Virgil nor I cross the line into each other's topics. So you're going to hear very distinctly and very uniquely perspectives and commentary through a biblical worldview on various aspects of critical race theory and some of the elements, some of the attributes that go into that overall theme. So I'll be speaking on day one of the conference on the interconnectedness of critical race theory and Marxism. Virgil will be speaking on how critical race theory entered the culture. And then there'll be a Q&A with Virgil, myself, and then Pastors Matt Tarr and Greg Hauser. And then to close out day one, I'm going to be speaking on a message titled, "The Problem is Enmity, Not Ethnicity." The problem is enmity, not ethnicity. And then on Sunday morning, August 21st, Virgil's going to be preaching on a message titled "One Body in Christ." He's going to be preaching out of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 22. So there you have that day and a half conference right there in a nutshell. So I would strongly encourage folks who are able to get to that conference at High Point Baptist Church in Larksville, do everything you can to make that.
Yes, I have had the great honor and privilege and joy to know and fellowship with and interview Pastor Matt Tarr. And I urge anybody listening, if you want to hear any interviews I've conducted with him, go to the Iron Sharpens Iron website, ironsharpensironradio.com, ironsharpensironradio.com, and type in Tarr in the search engine, T-A-R-R, and you will hear the interviews I've had the privilege to conduct with Matt Tarr, a very bold voice for the truth of Christ's word in a very compromising world. And so I'm thrilled that the three of you have hooked up, and Greg as well, Greg Hauser over there at High Point Baptist Church, to make this happen. I will be manning, God willing, an exhibitor's booth there. And I'll also be manning an exhibitor's booth once again. I believe this may be my seventh year at the G3 conference. This is my first time at a regional conference. All of my other appearances at the G3 were in Atlanta, but this time it's going to be in Washington, D.C., and that will be here before you know it, in fact, next month. And Virgil, why don't you tell us about this exciting conference, the G3 Regional Conference in Washington, D.C., titled "Just Thinking About the Bible."
Yes, we're extremely excited about this particular conference. It's a little bit of a departure from what we've done previously. Normally, we have the big national conference there in Atlanta, which will continue to do that. It'll be every other year. In addition to the on the off years, our founder and president, Dr. Josh Bice, decided that he wanted to do smaller conferences, regional conferences, and would like to position those in places where the gospel light was dim. And so we kind of looked around the country trying to figure out where that would be a good spot that would be. And you know, while I don't think any one of us could sit down and say, you know what, we mapped out this plan and had it hatched to be in D.C., I can't think of a better place or a better time, given the nature of all the things that are happening in culture, for us to be headed to that area of the country. And so the other piece is I'm excited because we're going to be talking about the subject matter that matters most, and that's the Bible. We teamed up with Just Thinking, and G3 teamed up to come together with the idea of making sure people understand the need for biblical sufficiency. All the issues that we talked about before related to the culture wars, whether it's social justice or critical race theory, especially with regard to issues of race, issues of gender, all of those issues surround themselves with Genesis 3, with the idea of identity. And for believers, we should be anchored in the truth of God's word to the degree that we're not tossed to and fro by these foreign ideas that are kind of coming, coming everywhere we turn. We should be really anchored in the truth of God's word. But what we're seeing is Christians are capitulating on these issues right and left. So we thought it would be important for us to go back to the book, unpack the scripture, and really walk through what the Bible has to say, not only about these issues, but to demonstrate its sufficiency in addressing particular issues. So we've got Dr. Josh Bice, Dr. Stephen Lawson, Dr. James White, Daryl Harrison, of course, myself, Dr. Scott Anuel. As well, we've added a couple of additional speakers who'll be talking with us more in either a breakout or a conversation panel. We have Delano Squires and Jenna Ellis will be joining us as well. And so we're looking forward to this. I will say I'm excited to see tickets are getting closer and closer to being sold out. And so I'm going to encourage folks to make their plans to be a part. I just got an email about even the hotel situation is beginning to pack up. We have some incredible discounted rates given the nature of the economy right now. We wanted to make sure that this was something that was affordable to those who could participate. So we've got some great hotel rates as well. You can go on our website at g3men.org and check out those, the hotels that are available. Those are, again, filling up fast. And once they do, you know, the other hotels around the area are not as the amounts of money that you'll end up paying will be a little bit more. So I would just encourage you, if you're thinking about participating, to register and do it quickly, and then make sure you get your hotel arrangements made. But yeah, we're looking forward to this conference, September 15th through the 17th.
Amen. And you have got to hook me up with Brother Squires and Sister Ellis so that I can interview both of them prior to the conference as well. I would love to have them both.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll definitely reach out.
And let me repeat the websites for both of these events. For the event in Larksville, Pennsylvania on August 20th and 21st, which is a Saturday and Sunday, at High Point Baptist Church in Larksville, Pennsylvania, which is the Just Thinking Podcast Conference. Go to highpointbaptist.com, highpointbaptist.com. And for the G3 Regional Conference in Washington, D.C., September 15th through the 17th, which is a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you can go to g3men.org, g3men.org, and you'll be hearing ads throughout the remainder of this broadcast promoting the Just Thinking About the Bible conference in Washington, D.C. So I hope as many of you will attend, and please, as always, approach me and greet me at my Iron Sharpens Iron Radio exhibitors booth. That is always the highlight of my time at any of these conferences, is when I not only introduce the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio program to new listeners, but I meet many, 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 many people who I've never even heard from before who love this program, who have listened to it for years sometimes, and some who have supported the program financially. So it's always an absolute joy to be at these events. No matter where I am in the United States, I always have people approach me at these exhibitors' booths when I'm at conferences who tell me how much Iron Sharpens Iron Radio means to them. And that means the world to me. It motivates me to continue to press on. Before we go to our first break, I just want the two of you to introduce, and we'll start with Daryl this time, introduce the topic, cultural denominationalism. What happens when a denomination goes wrong? Introduce that to our audience. Daryl, I'm sure that the vast majority of people, when they hear that term, cultural denominationalism, it will sound very foreign to them. It will be a new phrase to them, as it was to me. So why don't you define that, Daryl?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to do that, Chris. Folks who are longtime listeners to the Just Thinking Podcast know, and Virgil kind of alluded to this earlier, the reason the Just Thinking Podcast is, well, one of the reasons anyway, that Just Thinking is an expositional podcast is that we take our time to define terms. Virgin are very dogmatic that unless and until you define terms, you really don't have anything to talk about, because it is the definition of terms that establishes the context of what you're talking about. And context is incredibly important. Matter of fact, I would argue that context is one of the aspects of dialogue and discussion that is so often lost. People get hung up on words that they don't even know the meaning of. And then you end up talking past one another and not solving anything. So when it comes to this, the title of our latest episode, Cultural Denominationalism, there's two things that I would like your listeners, Chris, to understand. First of all, that suffix ism in the second part of that title, the word denominationalism, the ism is incredibly important there, because we've had people approach us after listening to that episode thinking, well, I thought this episode was about a denomination. I thought it was about cultural denominations. Well, it's not, and it is at the same time. But what we're talking about with respect to cultural denominationalism, we are talking about the behavior or the character, the nature of once orthodox, biblically sound, biblically focused, gospel-centered, evangelistic-centered, evangelism-centered denominations that have sold themselves out to cultural applause, cultural acclaim, cultural trends, cultural fads for the sake of cultural embracement, attention, and accolades, and at the expense of that gospel proclamation, that biblical centeredness upon which those denominations originated. So that's what we mean by the ism. Now, when you listen to the episode, what you'll find is that we do center on one contemporary example of what that ism looks like within a particular denomination. But what I want your listeners to understand is that overall, and this episode on cultural denominationalism was a more than 3-hour episode. It's about 3 hours and 13 minutes. Is that what we're doing is we're walking you through a history of Protestant denominationalism and what those Protestant denominations once stood upon in agreement with respect to what the gospel was, and how to communicate that gospel. And then we bring you into the 21st century and give you an insight look through a biblical lens about what some of those same denominations have done in totally acquiescing to cultural acceptance, so as to totally, in many cases, to various degrees, deny the gospel altogether that they were found, that those denominations were founded upon. And when you think about the root word of denominationalism, Chris, that word denominate, well, by definition, to denominate means to distinguish. It means to differentiate yourself. You know, I spent many years working in the banking and finance industry. And the reason your currency is referred to as a denomination is because one denomination is not the other. Your $20 bill is not your $50 bill. Your $10 bill is not your $5 bill. Your $1 bill is not a $100 bill. Those bills are called denominations because they are differentiated. They are distinct. The $50 bill is worth only $50, no more, no less. The $20 bill, the same thing applies. And what we have with contemporary denominations today in Protestant evangelicalism is that they've changed the meaning of their denomination.
They've become $3 bills.
they are no longer what they profess to be. Let's put it that way. They are again, to use the currency example, they're proving themselves to be counterfeits. And nobody wants to be stuck with a counterfeit $50 bill.
Amen. And when you were talking about just moments ago, the importance of defining terms, immediately what popped into my head was a sermon by our dear friend, one of the most powerful speakers alive today, Voddie Baucham. He had a sermon where throughout his message, numerous times, he kept quoting from Inigo Montoya from The Princess Bride. "You keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means." And he was referring to social justice primarily in that message. But anyway, we're going to be going to our first break right now. If you have a question, please send it in to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Please only remain anonymous if your question is a personal and private question. Perhaps it's something to do with your own church where you're a member and you obviously do not want to identify yourself. In fact, I wouldn't want to identify you if you're going to be speaking about your own church or a specific church. So obviously, we'll grant your request to remain anonymous for personal and private reasons. But if it's a general question, please just give us your first name, city and state, and country of residence. Don't go away. We are going to be right back with Virgil Walker and Daryl Bernard Harrison and more of our discussion on cultural denominationalism. Don't go away.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here, excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading to Washington, D.C. for the G3 Ministries Regional Conference on the theme, Just Thinking About the Bible. The conference will be held Thursday, September 15th through Saturday, September 17th, and I'll be speaking along with Stephen Lawson, Josh Weiss, founder of G3 Ministries, and Daryl Bernard Harrison and Virgil Walker, co-hosts of the Just Thinking podcast. To register, visit g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and click on Events. Your registration will include a ticket to the Museum of the Bible nearby the conference venue in Washington, D.C. So join me and Chris Arnzen September 15th through the 17th in Washington, D.C. for the G3 Ministries Regional Conference. Register now before they run out of seats at g3min.org, that's g3min.org. Stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnzen while you're there.
Have you noticed the gap that exists between the Sunday morning sermon and the Sunday school classroom or the small group study? So often we experience great preaching from the pulpit, but when it comes time to study God's Word in those smaller settings, well, let's be honest, it leaves a lot to be desired. It seems like it is nearly impossible to find good curriculum out there today that is true to the Word of God and is built upon sound doctrine. Much less, it's hard to find curriculum that will actually teach people how to study the Bible. Hi there, my name is Jordan Tu, and I am the Executive Director of the Baptist Publishing House. Our ministry is dedicated to providing local churches with sound Bible study resources. Our quarterly curriculum is titled The Baptist Expositor, and for a good reason. We are Baptist, and we exegete the Scriptures. If you want to have a curriculum that teaches your people how to study the Word of God, I invite you, go to our website, download a free study, BaptistPublishingHouse.com. May God bless you.
It's such a blessing to hear from Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners from all over the world. Here's Joe Riley, a listener in Ireland, who wants you to know about a guest on the show he really loves hearing interviewed, Dr. Joe Moorcraft.
I'm Joe Riley, a faithful Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener here in Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, going back to 2005. One of my very favorite guests on Iron Sharpens Iron is Dr. Joe Moorcraft. If you've been blessed by Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Dr. Moorcraft and Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, are largely to thank, since they are one of the program's largest financial supporters. Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming is in Forsyth County, a part of the Atlanta metropolitan area. Heritage is a thoroughly biblical church, unwaveringly committed to Westminster standards. And Dr. Joe Moorcroft is the author of an 8-volume commentary on the larger catechism. Heritage is a member of the Hanover Presbytery, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and tracing its roots and heritage back to the great Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. Heritage maintains and follows the biblical truth and principles proclaimed by the Reformers. Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, and God's glory alone. Their primary goal is the worship of the triune God that continues in eternity. For more details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. That's heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Or call 678-954-7831. That's 678-954-7831. If you visit, tell them Joe Riley, an Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener from Atoy in County Kildare, Ireland, sent you.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005. The publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
This is Daryl Bernard Harrison, co-host of the Just Thinking Podcast, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tom Buck, a First Baptist Church in Lindale, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Kent Keller of Faith Bible Church in Sharpsburg, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Andrew Rappaport, the founder and executive director at Striving for Eternity Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Mark Grimaldi, pastor of Sovereign Grace Church of Greenbrier, Tennessee, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Christopher Cookston, pastor of Prineville Community Church in Prineville, Oregon, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Matt Tarr, pastor of High Point Baptist Church in Larksville, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
As a mother, I was looking for a magazine that would include devotionals that I could quickly do before school and had theology and doctrine made very simple for children to understand that they could read themselves or I could walk them through. There's tiered content so that you can go to the older group and learn more or go to a younger section and it's even more simple. Join us on our journey in developing our magazine entitled Ignited by the Word, which engages and ignites the hearts of our children and young people in their walk with God. Order Ignited by the Word for your home today at ignitedbytheword.org. Learn more information and subscribe now at ignitedbytheword.org and receive your first two issues free and put good literature in your children's hands.
We here at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio praise God for the generous monthly financial support of Royal Diadem Jewelers, educated by and affiliated with the American Gem Society, Jewelers of America, and the Gemological Institute of America. For the perfect custom-designed engagement ring or any one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry created exactly according to your imagination and specifications, Royal Diadem Jewelers has you covered. No matter where you live in the world, Royal Diadem will walk you step by step through every stage of the process and even hold a high-tech internet virtual visit using state-of-the-art jewelry design technology to serve you. They start by listening carefully to determine your needs. They're interested in making what you want, not what they want to sell you. From rough design to digital model, to photorealistic image, to wax prototype model, to the finished product, they are continually listening to your input, likes and dislikes, making any changes necessary along the way. This will ensure that your custom jewelry will turn out exactly as you dreamed and well beyond your expectations. Visit royaldiadem.com, that's royaldiadem.com today. Sterling Vanderwerker, owner of Royal Diadem Jewelers, his wife Bronnie, his business partner and manager Brian Wilson, and the entire family thank you all for listening to, praying for, and supporting the work of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, that Royal Diadem Jewelers is adding an extremely valuable benefit to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio for the first month of their advertising campaign. If you purchase jewelry or get custom design jewelry from royaldiadem.com, every purchase of $100 or more, all of the profits, 100% of the profits, will go directly to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Of course, if you mention to Royal Diadem Jewelers, that's where you heard about their magnificent jewelry store and custom design center. So please, if you want an engagement ring custom design, a pendant perhaps for your ministry, custom designed with your logo or something, any kind of custom design jewelry, or if you just want to purchase from what is already on their inventory, go to royaldiadem.com, royaldiadem.com, and always make sure that you mention Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I'm so thrilled that they have joined our advertising family. We are now back with Virgil Walker, Executive Director of Operations at G3 Ministries, and Daryl Bernard Harrison, who is on staff with Grace to You, and he just got a promotion, and I can't remember what the exact title is. But it is a substantial promotion, and they are both authors and co-hosts of the Just Thinking podcast. We are addressing the theme, cultural denominationalism, what happens when a denomination goes wrong? And Virgil, exactly what are you referring to specifically? I'm sure that there are quite a number of ways denominations go wrong. Typically, historically, that meant that they became more and more liberal-leaning, more leftist, more compromising, more interested in appealing to the notions and tastes and desires and appetites of the lost world. But exactly what are you referring to here, Virgil?
Yeah, well, we really kind of took a 50,000-foot view before we dialed into the particular issues. I think for the most part, those who have followed us on Just Thinking for quite some time recognize that one of the two areas that we really feel have been the catalyst to capitulation on the part of many local churches as well as denominations have been the issues of pragmatism, the idea that if it works, it's true. If it works, it's right. They've embraced that idea in an effort to win the culture. Alongside that is the issue of sentimentalism. And with that comes a whole host of problems. One with sentimentalism, that's the idea that whoever has the saddest story wins. Whoever can appeal to one's emotions wins. So when you're motivated by the elevation of one's feelings, alongside whatever works, that's what's true and right, you've got a recipe for disaster. I actually started out our time together on the podcast really walking us through another ism that has infected culture, which is feminism. And again, with feminism comes both of the two ideas that I mentioned, the pragmatic approach to life as well as the sentimentalism. And so we really, like I said, backed up rather than dialing in and drilling down. We had the time. And so because we weren't concerned about time clocks, we really kind of took a step back and said, what has been the issues that have permeated culture to such a degree that we're seeing it bleed into and infect local churches? And when we see it happening in local churches, denominations are quick to follow. We talked about earlier during this interview, Daryl alluded to the fact that, you know, our goal was not to simply highlight a denomination. But I started out by saying, while my goal is not to highlight a denomination, my experience is within the Southern Baptist Convention, more than a decade. And so my thought was, you know, there will be examples that I will use that will highlight from the Southern Baptist Convention some of the issues that are related. Now, we didn't spend the entire time, you know, tearing apart Southern Baptists. We want to praise those things which are good, but we also want to highlight areas that have veered away from or walked away from biblical orthodoxy, especially as it pertains to worship, where we're looking at the normative principle. Well, if the Bible doesn't say we can't do it, then we can. We talked about issues of music and as it relates to worship and the expression of the word and what that's like. You know, anytime you want to appeal to culture in an effort to win the culture, you're actually in a poor position from a scriptural standpoint, because we recognize that the world is lost, that the world does not know God, does not love God. So if we're trying to win them over in some way, shape, or form, we're having to appeal to something other than the gospel, something other than scripture. And those things that we're usually appealing to are things that are A, embraced in the culture, and B, that are completely opposed to a biblical worldview.
And Martin Luther, who had a normative principle approach to worship, in the 16th century, never would have dreamed where that system would have taken the church. I mean, obviously, he would never, I'm assuming, never have dreamed the outlandish and even blasphemous things that are occurring in worship services, and I've used that word tongue-in-cheek, worship, around the world, that people are obviously, ministers and congregations and denominations are specifically, as I even said earlier as a description, they're trying to appeal to the appetites of the lost. They I think it was Dr. James White, in fact, I know it was, who's going to be speaking at your conference. And I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have the written quote in front of me, but he has said, if you're trying to attract sheep with goat food, you're only going to attract goats. And people seem to be satisfied, just because their numbers are growing, with having goats and wolves fill the pews or folding chairs in their buildings. This is quite a tragedy, is it not, Daryl?
Yeah, it is a tragedy on many levels. And, you know, what's interesting about what you just said in referencing Martin Luther, Chris, is that the reason Martin Luther would never have dreamed that, at least with respect to the kind of denominationalism that we're talking about right now, the reason he would never have dreamed that is because Martin Luther believed in the sufficiency of Scripture. It's that simple. It's just that simple.
That's right.
You know, again, it ties back into the conference that we've mentioned a few times now, that's upcoming in Washington, D.C. in the middle of September, which I'm just thinking about the Bible conference, and the theme being the sufficiency of Scripture. You have today Protestant denominations. And we point this out, and we go into a greater detail on what I'm about to say in the episode, the Just Thinking Podcast episode on cultural denominationalism. But you have denominations today and churches that comprise those denominations who don't believe the Bible. They don't believe the gospel. You know, when you mentioned Martin Luther, I immediately thought of this quote from him where Luther said, Christ can and does save you. He comes to you by his all-sufficient word. If you have the scriptures, you have heaven itself. If you have the scriptures, you have every blessing that God desires to give your body and soul. Luther was convinced of the sufficiency of scripture, but you have denominations now who are not. It's really that simple. So as Virgil alluded to earlier, when you don't believe that scripture is sufficient, when you don't believe 1 Peter 1, which says that the believer has everything he or she needs in Christ for life and godliness, when you don't believe that, then your only default is to become a pragmatic, world-reflecting entity or organization. You may be something else, but you're definitely not a denomination anymore. Virgil and I argue in the episode talking about goats and sheep. Goats aren't attracted to the church. So why are you trying? The goats by nature are not attracted to the church. They're not attracted to the gospel. So why are you trying to attract people who by nature want nothing to do with you? You as a believer, me, Virgil, Chris, none of us were attracted to Christ. God drew us. God drew us to him. That's John 6:44. We weren't attracted to Christ. It's like, I think it was J.C. Ryle who said that when God, by his spirit, comes into our hearts, he finds no restful landing place. We are enemies. And we're going to talk about this in Pennsylvania. We are conceived with an innate enmity towards God. So this very idea that the church can attract the world is just fallacious on its face.
Amen. And we have to go to our midway break right now. If anybody would like to send in a question, we do have several people waiting to have their questions asked and answered by Virgil Walker and Daryl Bernard Harrison. But if you want to get in line, send in your email to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, city and state and country of residence. Also, I want to remind you, please be patient. This is the midway break, which is the longer break in the middle of the show, because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, who airs this program twice a day in morning drive time and in the evening in a pre-recorded fashion, they require that this program be localized geographically to Lake City, Florida, and they make that happen by airing their own public service announcements and other local things in the middle of the show, while we simultaneously air our globally heard commercials. So please use this time wisely. Write down as much of the contact information as you possibly can from as many of our advertisers as you can so that you can more frequently and successfully respond to them. And also send in your questions to chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Virgil Walker and Daryl Bernard Harrison on cultural denominationalism, what happens when a denomination goes wrong, right after these messages.
Back together again, yeah. Back together again, yeah.
Attention all men in ministry leadership. You're all invited to my friend Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Free Pastors Luncheon, Thursday, September 22nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania, featuring me, James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries, your keynote speaker. Not only will you enjoy a wonderful time of fellowship with your colleagues in ministry over a delicious meal, but you'll also receive dozens of free brand new books donated by Christian publishers all over the United States and the United Kingdom, personally selected by Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So if you're a pastor, an elder, a deacon, a parachurch leader, or any other man in ministry leadership, please register for the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Free Pastor's Luncheon today by calling 631-291-7002, 631-291-7002, or by visiting ironsharpensironradio.com, ironsharpensironradio.com. This is James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries, hoping to see you Thursday, September 22nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania, for Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Free Pastor's Luncheon.
Dr. Joseph Piper, President Emeritus and Professor of Systematic and Applied Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. Every Christian who's serious about the Reformed faith and the Westminster Standards should have and use the 8-volume commentary on the theology and ethics of the Westminster Larger Catechism titled Authentic Christianity by Dr. Joseph Moorcraft. It is much more than an exposition of the Larger Catechism. It is a thoroughly researched work that utilizes biblical exegesis as well as historical and systematic theology. Dr. Moorcraft is pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, and I urge everyone looking for a biblically faithful church in that area to visit that fine congregation. For details on the 8-volume commentary, go to westminstercommentary.com, westminstercommentary.com. For details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com, heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Please tell Dr. Moorcraft and the saints at Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, that Dr. Joseph Piper of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary sent you.
Why can't we see God?
How do we know we picked the right Bible?
Why do we go to church on Sunday?
Parents, if your kids have questions about God's Word and His creation, they would love to read our new Reformed magazine called Ignited by the Word. This magazine is packed full of devotionals, Bible stories, church history, poems, activities, and more to encourage you and kids of all ages in their walk with God.
Created by a team of teachers, ministers, mothers, fathers, and more, we know how important it is to have Christian literature in our homes. Order Ignited by the Word for your home today at ignitedbytheword.org. Learn more information and subscribe now at ignitedbytheword.org and receive your first two issues free.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth Love Parent and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth Love Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot.
Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin, tanned in Italy, used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goatskin inside liner, and the electric blue goatskin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402. Or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Nate Pickowitz of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Ironworks, New Hampshire, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rich Jensen of Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Sule Prince of Oakwood Wesleyan Church in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor John Sampson of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck Volo of New Life Community Church in Kingsville, Maryland, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Herford of Eastport Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Roy Owens Jr. of the Church at Friendship in Hockley, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com, that's nasbible.com, to place your order.
Hello. Hello, my name is Anthony Uvinio, and I'm one of the pastors at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and also the host of the ReformRookie.com website. I want you to know that if you enjoy listening to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show like I do, you can now find it on the Apple's iTunes app by typing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the search bar. You no longer have to worry about missing a show or a special guest because you're in your car or still at work. Just subscribe on the iTunes app and listen to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show at any time, day or night. Please be sure to also give it a good review and pass it along to anyone who would benefit from the teaching and the many solidly reformed guests that Chris Arnzen has on the show. Truth is so hard to come by these days, so don't waste your time with fluff or fake news. Subscribe to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio podcast right now. And while you're at it, you can also sign up for the ReformRookie.com podcast and visit our website and the YouTube page. We are dedicated to teaching Christian theology from a Reformed Baptist perspective to beginners in the faith as well as seasoned believers. From Keach's Catechism and the Doctrines of Grace to the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Leviticus, the Reformed Rookie podcast and YouTube channel is sure to have something to offer everyone seeking biblical truth. And finally, If you're looking to worship in a Reformed church that holds to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, please join us at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Uvinio, and thanks for listening.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And please never forget, folks, that solid-ground-books.com should be your very first stop for all your gift-giving needs. Please visit that website frequently and purchase generously. That's solid-ground-books.com. Always mention that you heard about them from Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. They are one of our primary, our most vital advertisers, and we want them, obviously, to keep renewing their advertising contracts with us, because Iron Sharpens Iron Radio absolutely, positively requires our advertisers to exist. We cannot exist without the funding that comes from these ad campaigns. So since solid-ground-books.com is one of our primary advertisers, please keep supporting them so that they will be willing and capable of renewing their ad campaigns. And you're not only going to be doing Solid Ground Christian Books a favor by purchasing books from them, and you're not only going to be doing us a favor at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio by keeping our primary advertiser happy, you're going to be doing yourself and anyone for whom you are purchasing books from solid-ground-books.com an enormous favor of incalculable value, because they bring back into print and publish for the first time only the finest in Christian literature dating back to the Protestant Reformation and extending forward to our current day, including such authors as Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. Go to solid-ground-books.com today. Before I return to Virgil Walker and Daryl Bernard Harrison on our discussion of cultural denominationalism, I just have a couple of very brief but very vital announcements. If you love this show, folks, We really need your financial help if you want us to continue to exist. Please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can donate instantly with a debit or credit card in that fashion. If you want to mail in a check instead, a physical address will also appear on the screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can mail your checks made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. If you want to advertise with us, as long as whatever it is you want to promote is compatible with what we believe, I would love to help you launch an ad campaign, because I just mentioned we absolutely positively rely upon our advertising dollars in addition to our donations to exist. So send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. Also, if you are not a member of a Christ-honoring, biblically faithful church, no matter where on the planet Earth you live, I may be able to help you find a church, sometimes even within minutes from your own house, as I've already done with people spanning the globe in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience. So if that's you, you don't have a biblically faithful church, or you're not aware of one near you, send me an email, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address where you can send in questions to Virgil Walker and Daryl Bernard Harrison on our topic today, cultural denominationalism. And Daryl, one of the things, now I have to be very careful because some of my dearest friends are Presbyterian, and I interview Presbyterians frequently on this program. One of my most valuable advertisers is a Presbyterian church, Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia. They spend probably just as much as anybody, if not more, in advertising on this program. But I have to say that some Presbyterians seem to think that they have an advantage over independent and autonomous Baptist churches or Bible churches because of their denominational hierarchical structure and because of their synods and presbyteries. They think that that somehow is going to prevent a sliding into apostasy. But we have seen denominations over the centuries that began nearly as pristine as you possibly can be on this planet in this sin-cursed world, and yet they've wind up totally apostate. So this is not an argument of safety that can be relied upon, is it, Daryl?
Yeah, no, it's not an argument that can be relied upon in terms of safety, Chris, because, see, here's the thing. If history teaches us anything, it's not, it's, I don't care whether you're Presbyterian, Methodist, Lutheran, it doesn't matter what your denominational affiliation is. It's not your synods, it's not your creeds, it's not your credos that keeps your denomination, as you said, pristine. That's not what keeps your denomination safe. What keeps your denomination safe is the Holy Spirit working in the hearts of the individuals who comprise that denomination to believe the gospel and to live by the gospel. That's what keeps your denomination safe. Nothing structurally or organizationally or administratively keeps a denomination safe. Why do you think they go astray? Because every denomination is comprised of sinners. That's what happens. So a denomination, for any denomination to boast that their hierarchical structure or how their way, the way that they're organized, is inherently effectual in preventing denominational drift into the world, they're fooling themselves. They're right. Fooling themselves. The only way to prevent that is at the individual heart level. So it's not so much being a Presbyterian or a Methodist or a Southern Baptist. It's not so much that at all, because none of that matters. If that Presbyterian at the individual level, if that Methodist, if that Lutheran, if that Southern Baptist is not in the Word of God, studying the Word of God, confessing and repenting of sin, if they have no prayer life, if they're living one way Monday through Saturday and another way on Sunday, your denomination is in as much trouble of crumbling as some denominations have been historically. So no, that doesn't portend safety at all, not at all.
Amen. And in fact, Virgil, wouldn't you agree that although creeds and confessions are very important and valuable guardrails for a church to maintain a biblical orthodoxy, to maintain a harmony with the church of the past as well as the present, I should say. There are churches over the centuries that have maintained on paper creeds and confessions, and they were really not adhered to. They were viewed as relics of the past, and it was almost a sentimental thing that gave them reason to continue to on paper saying, which was really in dishonesty, that they were adhering to these creeds. A prime example is the Episcopal Church USA. They went into apostasy. Now, I'm going to make sure I'm not broad brushing here. Not every congregation in the Episcopal Church USA or not every minister in that denomination is apostate. But they began the slide as a denomination into apostasy years before they stopped claiming to adhere to the 39 Articles of Religion, which is an excellent confession. But so isn't even the adherence of a confession, it has to be genuinely observed and maintained. And of course, church discipline, the elders and the overseers over the flock have to see if their members are truly regenerate and not just giving lip service to any kind of a creed or even the Bible itself if they're just giving it lip service. Am I right, Virgil?
No, I think all of what you said is spot on. We know historically speaking that most creeds were put together as the result of someone going off into heterodoxy. And so that the idea there was let's line out what we believe and why we believe it in an effort to combat what we're seeing happening in some other denomination or church. And what normally was taking place, even in those instances, were people who were leaving the faith or veering from orthodoxy. They had their creed as well. They had their ideas about what they believed and how they believed it. But again, if there's a multi-layered approach that takes place to keep those kinds of things from happening. One is a focus on the Word of God. Two is the preaching of that Word as men and women gather on the Lord's Day. Three, a focus on discipleship. And you mentioned it when you were talking earlier about the idea that churches would indeed practice church discipline according to the Word of God. So those kinds of things are helpful guardrails against the sinful drift that is a part of the natural heart of mankind. Even with those things in place, it's difficult. Yeah, anytime you go back and look at church history, it should be obvious to the casual reader. It is only the hand of God that kept us attached to the Word of God. It is only the Spirit of God leading men's hearts by the truth according to His Word that help us to know what the Bible says today, what the Bible means by what it says today. Those kinds of things are definitely the case. I think about a common example. In fact, we talked about it in this particular episode when we talked about the Baptist faith and message. That's a creed, whether Baptists believe it to be or not. It is at least a statement of faith. That those who are Southern Baptists hold to, yet within the denomination, because there's no practice of church discipline, because there's a leaning into pragmatism and into sentimentalism. At this particular convention, you had a credentials committee who were dealing with the issues of a particular church, Rick Warren's church, Saddleback Church, where they had put three women in the role of elder, right? In the role of pastor. And so, you know, they have a statement of faith. They understand what that says. And there was absolute confusion in the convention regarding what should be done about this.
That was an act of defiance, wasn't it?
Absolutely was. Absolutely was.
And so what ultimately happened?
Yeah. Well, the credentials committee, you know, they took a year. They took an entire year to review the situation, only to come to this convention and report back that they needed another year to determine what the Baptist Faith and Message actually said. when Scripture is absolutely clear on this issue, the what they squabbled about was whether or not the office of a pastor can be separated from the gifting of a pastor. The other issue is whether the function of a pastor is connected to the title of a pastor. And what we're witnessing in all of that is a linguistic deconstruction of words, of ideas. It's the same thing that we see culture do regarding the word marriage. Marriage has historically meant one particular thing. But what has happened in culture is the deconstruction of the word so that it can mean something that it never was intended to mean, so that we can then say that two men can be, quote unquote, married. Or and I mean, even nowadays with men being able to be pregnant, we've so deconstructed ideas, words no longer have meaning. And what we're seeing happen in culture is having its insidious effect in the church. And so that's what we're seeing.
We have a question, and I'll let Daryl start to give the answer. And if Virgil wants to give any addition to the answer, that's fine. We have Bobby in Hartsdale, New York, who wants to know, what are you observing to be the most common reasons why conservative denominations that have perhaps even for centuries been stalwarts for biblical truth have in recent years begun the downslide into going wrong?
Yeah, I'll first of all thank the listener for that question. I appreciate it. It's a very good question, and I'll answer that immediately. I think it's because they're so hooked on the conservatism and not the gospel. They've been drawn in by the ism. There's another ism for you, Chris. We're talking about cultural denominationalism, and now we're talking about conservatism. And that's what happens when you're drawn, when you're attracted to, or when you become, shall we say, enamored with what your denomination can do for you in terms of maybe politically, maybe your denomination takes a particular sociocultural stance or position, then you end up reprioritizing the things that have most value to you. And that's what happens. Listen, I think we need to acknowledge something here. And I think the questioner brings up something that I think we need to talk about is that and that reality is that conservative, so-called conservative Christians are not immune to going astray. They're not immune at all. Conservative denominations are not immune to going astray, because when you see something that glitters more than the gospel does, and that can happen over time. That can happen over time, even for conservative denominations. And I think, again, to point out the Southern Baptist Convention, listen, I was a member of a Southern Baptist church for over 20 years. I was a member of Dr. Charles Stanley's church in Atlanta, my hometown, for 23 years.
Wow.
So when you get the Southern Baptist Convention that has gotten so big, so influential, so fat even, so fat on itself, to where it can boast of being the largest Protestant denomination in America, and you start boasting and you start popping your collar a little bit and you start puffing up about your resume, then it's easy even for conservatives to lose their way. I'm not talking about they lose their salvation, so I don't want anybody to assume that that's what I mean. What I'm saying is, when you let the worldly glitter, the worldly bling, and what I mean by bling, I mean the success of your denomination in worldly terms, in administrative terms. You got the numbers, you got the money, you've got the missionaries, everything looks good on paper, and you prioritize those things over what your fundamental, unchanging, unalterable charter is, which is to preach the gospel for the salvation of lost sinners, then yeah, even your conservative denomination can be at risk.
Yeah, Virgil, one of the immediate ways, because some of our listeners might be scratching their heads saying, well, how can conservatism lead to error? Well, immediately, I can think of something that I've been saying for years, that there are some conservative individuals who profess to be Christians and pastors and congregations and denominations who, in their earnest desire to boldly proclaim, and rightfully so, I want to make this clear, rightfully proclaim that abortion is murder, rightfully proclaim that two men and two women cannot be married, and any claim that they're married is a damnable fiction. And I could go on and on with things that conservatives unite on. But tragically, there are some who view those things, those issues, in a way that eclipses the gospel, that they actually start viewing those that deny the gospel but agree with them on an opposition to abortion and homosexuality, they start viewing these people as brothers in Christ. They start viewing Mormons and Roman Catholics and so on as people who are safe and are really in no danger of damnation because of the fact that they unite on these conservative issues, which obviously are far beyond conservative issues. These are biblical issues. Virgil, you want to comment on that?
No, yeah, I agree. There's a, you know, when you think about issues like that, when you think about ideas like that, conservatism, you know, denominationalism, when you think about these kinds of ideas, they're susceptible. Denominations, conservatives, those ideas are susceptible to ideology. To being an idol. You can make anything into an idol. I think about the fact that often when we take the idea of conservatism and simply attach it to moral outcome, what you have there is just moral therapeutic deism. You don't really have the essence of the gospel. What's different about Christianity is the heart change that happens as a result of our connection to Christ. He awakens our heart. We are now sensitive to him. We come to a saving knowledge of Christ through repentance and faith. It's because of the working on the inside of our heart that we begin to see our passions inflamed about issues that God is offended by, like abortion. That's how that is supposed to work. What often happens in conservative circles with conservatism is it's the opposite. People recognize maybe the strength of an argument about pro-life or the strength of the idea around marriage. Everyone understands what marriage is because all of us are image bearers of God, and he stamped those ideas on the inside of our heart. So it's not a shock or a surprise that the greatest strength, that the greatest connection to truth comes from those ideas. People get excited about that. Maybe they feel more confident about that. And then when they're around others who feel the same way, they're motivated by that. But yet their ideas are devoid of the gospel. They're, you know, all of what they're doing to see change affected in culture has nothing to do with lives transformed by the message of the gospel. That's why you find people who are in that framework who are connecting themselves to Mormons, or people in that framework who are connecting themselves to Catholics. Why? Because their focus is not the gospel's transformative power on the heart and seeing change in culture. Their idea is I'll change the culture. And really it stops there. It really ends there more times than not.
Yeah, and I want to also clarify that I believe it's the duty of every Christian to speak out passionately against infanticide, aka abortion, and speak out against the unnatural abomination of sodomy and homosexual so-called marriage and all of those things. But
and Chris, can I say one thing on that just quick? I concur with you, brother, 100%. But just going back to the listener's question, I think a fault of conservatism within evangelicalism is that we've been content to just speak out on those issues. When you speak out on those issues apart from a gospel context, all that is protest.
Amen.
All that is speaking into a megaphone. You're not reaching the heart of the person at all. We have to be able to say, we have to know the gospel so well, because you said it. It's the duty of every Christian. It's the obligation of every Christian. And that is a divine mandate. It's not a political mandate. It's not a social mandate. It's not a cultural mandate. We are mandated by Christ himself to go into all the world and make disciples. It is not enough, and I think this is where conservatives have been a little bit short-sighted, is that it's not enough to speak out against something unless you pair that speaking out with a gospel message that will transform the heart of that individual so that they are regenerated in their heart to think differently about the murder of an unborn child. They think differently about infanticide. They think differently about adultery. They think differently about stealing. They think differently about work and labor. They think differently about eternity. So we can't separate the two. And I think we've been doing that for far too long, which, again, I think is a fault line of conservatism within evangelicalism. And we really need to bring that to the fore and talk more about that.
Yeah, in fact, since you mentioned Charles Stanley and the fact that you were a member of the church where he pastors for over 20 years, don't you agree that one of the primary reasons you have people and churches identifying themselves as conservative Christians going astray and filling their buildings with false professors, with wolves in sheep's clothing, is because of seriously flawed, if not heretical, theology. Charles Stanley, although he may be outwardly conservative in many ways, he is emphatic, in fact, even wrote a book on eternal security, where he believes that repentance and a transformed life are not necessary signs from a truly born-again individual. And the irony is any kind of conservative position that you may have on abortion and homosexuality, if you're teaching people that you can unrepentantly murder your children and unrepentantly continue on in your life as a homosexual, that is a false teaching that has extreme danger with eternal consequences. Am I right, not Daryl?
You're absolutely right, Chris. I mean, the entire epistle of 1 John speaks to that. The entire epistle of 1 John is a treatise against what someone might call a carnal Christianity. The entire epistle of 1 John calls us to examine ourselves to make sure that we are truly regenerate. The epistle of 1 John has verse after verse after verse admonishing us that you cannot walk on both sides of the track. You can't walk. You cannot profess to be a Christian. You cannot profess to know Christ salvifically and then live a habitual life of unrepentant sin. You cannot. That is bastardizing God's grace. To consider that you can do that is adulterating the grace of God to so take advantage of it that you think you can live in unrepentant sin and at the same time call yourself a believer in Jesus Christ. If anyone listening to me right now thinks that they can live that kind of life, I challenge them to go study the Epistle of 1 John.
Amen. And Virgil, before we go to our next break, I want you to perhaps address something that was prominent in your own Just Thinking podcast about the cultural denominationalism theme, what happens when a denomination goes wrong. Some things that we haven't addressed yet. I want to make sure that we include the most important things that you and Daryl discussed in that message or in that interview or that broadcast. If you could, what are some of the things that we may not have addressed yet?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're pretty much covering the ground. We really unpacked, you know, first of all, Daryl just really beautifully unpacked why this is important and why this is a pressing issue, why we would take the time to even cover this ground. And I think we, you know, it begins with the idea that every folks who start denominations, people who come together to start a denomination are indeed well-meaning. they indeed have a desire to do the right thing, to say the right thing, to proclaim the right thing. But what you begin to see often when these organizations begin to become larger, that they begin to lose their way. So Daryl kind of took a big view, an overview of that, delved down scripturally, and this is kind of our natural flow. Daryl will make the case biblically, theologically, historically, systematically, and then I circle back with a lot of the practical application. What does this look like in the day to day? Because one, we want people to be armed with what the Word of God says about the issue, not what Daryl says, not what Virgil says, not what we think is right, or even a quote that we may deliver. What we want them to know is before we even get started with something practical and with specifics, that we've laid a good foundation biblically and that they've got that to take with them, not simply for the examples we're going to provide, but for every situation that they're going to come into contact with as they are involved in their, you know, in their area of denomination. And so from that point, we then did a deep dive and began using specific examples. And I kind of shared one of them with you, the example with women pastors that people are engaging in and we're seeing a proliferation of that more and more in different denominations. We then followed that with the issue of worship, that worship is not just what the singing parts, but that worship is the whole of the service, with the high point of it being the Word of God that's preached. So we walk through even the preaching of the Word and how that's different and sounds different today and has been morphed today, has been minimized today, so that even the sheep who are there are malnourished, not getting what they need to be able to stand boldly with regard to God's Word. So we talked about all of those issues, unpacked them Daryl said it earlier, 3 hours and 13 minutes of content. I promise you there's not an area that we didn't cover and at least try to do so very thoroughly and biblically. I'm sure given another pass, Daryl and I could probably come up with another 2 hours worth of content on this particular issue as it relates to specific examples. But I think that's a good overview of what we covered.
Great. Well, I'm going to read to you another listener question before we go to the final break. And the final break will be a lot shorter than the other breaks. But I'll read this question from an anonymous listener now. And you can answer it when we come back, both of you. The anonymous questioner says that I really love the teaching and preaching and writing of Dr. Tom Askell, who I know is a mutual friend of all three of you. I know that the Founders Ministries has even published books by your guest today. But I was wondering if you believe that Christians should really start leaving the Southern Baptist Convention because they see it as being an unchangeable and irreversible situation with the level of dangerous teaching and even in some cases apostasy. And we'll have you answer that when we come back. And if anybody else has a question, please send it in rather quickly because we are rapidly running out of time. ChrisArnson@gmail.com. ChrisArnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here, excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading to Washington, D.C. for the G3 Ministries Regional Conference on the theme, Just Thinking About the Bible. The conference will be held Thursday, September 15th through Saturday, September 17th, and I'll be speaking along with Stephen Lawson, Josh Weiss, founder of G3 Ministries, and Daryl Bernard Harrison and Virgil Walker, co-hosts of the Just Thinking podcast. To register, visit g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and click on Events. Your registration will include a ticket to the Museum of the Bible nearby the conference venue in Washington, D.C. So join me and Chris Arnson September 15th through the 17th in Washington, D.C. for the G3 Ministries Regional Conference. Register now before they run out of seats at g3min.org, that's g3min.org. Stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnson while you're there.
As a mother, I was looking for a magazine that would include devotionals that I could quickly do before school and had theology and doctrine made very simple for children to understand that they could read themselves or I could walk them through. There's tiered content, so that you can go to the older group and learn more, or go to a younger section and it's even more simple. Join us on our journey in developing our magazine entitled Ignited by the Word, which engages and ignites the hearts of our children and young people in their walk with God. Order Ignited by the Word for your home today at ignitedbytheword.org. Learn more information and subscribe now at ignitedbytheword.org and receive your first two issues free and put good literature in your children's hands.
Anchored in Truth Ministries is the mission arm of Grace Life Church of the Shoals. Based in Alabama, it supports missionaries in over 13 countries around the world. Anchored in Truth is in partnership with 36 church plants, as well as radio stations, theological seminaries, and various programs for unreached people groups. With an aim to glorify God and reach the nations with the gospel, it is a blessing to see how God has used Anchored in Truth in so many different contexts globally as well as locally. Find out more about this vital work worldwide. Visit anchoredintruth.org.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how he shall be worshiped and how he shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Baptism and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Today, at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ, staff, and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written Word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the Gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Thank you.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio praise God for the generous monthly financial support of Royal Diadem Jewelers, educated by and affiliated with the American Gem Society, Jewelers of America, and the Gemological Institute of America. For the perfect custom-designed engagement ring or any one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry created exactly according to your imagination and specifications, Royal Diadem Jewelers has you covered. No matter where you live in the world, Royal Diadem will walk you step by step through every stage of the process and even hold a high-tech internet virtual visit using state-of-the-art jewelry design technology to serve you. They start by listening carefully to determine your needs. They're interested in making what you want, not what they want to sell you. From rough design to digital model to photorealistic image to wax prototype model to the finished product, they are continually listening to your input, likes and dislikes, making any changes necessary along the way. This will ensure that your custom jewelry will turn out exactly as you dreamed and well beyond your expectations. Visit royaldiadem.com, that's royaldiadem.com today. Sterling Vanderwerker, owner of Royal Diadem Jewelers, his wife Bronnie, his business partner and manager Brian Wilson, and the entire family thank you all for listening to, praying for, and supporting the work of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, to make your purchases from Royal Diadem Jewelers this month, because they are giving 100% of the profits of any purchase of $100 or more from an Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listener. They're giving those profits 100% directly to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So we thank RoyalDiadem.com for the generosity. I also want to remind you, please subscribe to Ignited by the Word magazine if you haven't already. They are approaching the expiration date on their advertising contract. We want them to renew because they're one of our largest advertisers. So please go to ignitedbytheword.org, ignitedbytheword.org, so that you can subscribe. And even if you already have subscribed, please submit more subscriptions for friends, family, and loved ones. Anybody that you know who has children, grandchildren, nephews, or nieces, go to ignitedbytheword.org and subscribe today, because their advertising campaign with us is very, very important. And as I said, they are up for renewal very soon. We're now back with Virgil Walker and Daryl Bernard Harrison. Let's start with Daryl, since you have been a member of a Southern Baptist church, as you have already indicated. You're currently a member of Grace Community Church of Sun Valley, California, if I'm not mistaken, where John MacArthur is the pastor. But should anybody stay in that denomination? And I understand that our anonymous listener brought up our dear friend, Dr. Tom Askell, who is so faithful to the scriptures and biblically solid and a true shepherd, because he is seeking to remain there to bring about transformation by God's grace and mercy. But what is your opinion on this? Is this just an individual thing? And of course, there's also two issues here, because our listener didn't specify. There are congregation members and there are pastors who have to make that decision.
Right. Yeah. And thanks for pointing out that distinction there at the end of that comment, Chris. Yeah. And I want to say, in responding to the question, I just want to reiterate that my response is as an individual. All right. I do not, although Virgil and I both have a dear personal and professional relationship with Dr. Tom Askell, who has found his ministries for purposes of not just only the questioner, but your listeners. We want to make sure that they understand that Founders Ministries, which is the ministry that Dr. Askell heads up, is a publisher of the trilogy of books that Virgil and I have authored. So Founders Press is the publisher of our first book, Just Thinking About the State. They will be the publisher of our second book, which is in the editorial process, not right now, Just Thinking About Ethnicity. And our third book is going to be titled Just Thinking About the Church. So we have both a personal and professional relationship with Dr. Askall, as well as Founders Ministries. Now, that said, my answer to the listener's question is no, you should not stay in that denomination. The Southern Baptist Convention, and again, I have to say this again, Chris, what I am saying is Daryl Harris's opinion only. I don't speak for Virgil. I don't represent Virgil. I don't represent Founders Ministries. I don't represent John MacArthur or Grace Community Church. Grace Community Church is non-denominational. This is my own personal opinion with respect to the question that your listener posed. So in my opinion, no, you should not stay in the Southern Baptist Convention. What I have witnessed over the past 6 to 7 years, not to mention what we witnessed recently here in Anaheim, California, a couple months ago, where the annual Southern Baptist Convention was held, was the absolute embarrassing and disgusting even machinations and choreographed lying, deception, manipulation, the absolute coordinated orchestration of keeping certain people's voices hushed and muffled while amplifying the voices of other individuals. And this all happened only at that convention over 2 to 3 days. I'm not talking about what has transpired within the SBC over the past several years that led up to what has recently happened. So the SBC is corrupt. And when I say that, I mean its leadership is corrupt. It's corrupt. So what I would encourage, and this is unsolicited, okay, I know this is not part of your listener's question, but what I would suggest is that if you're, whether you're a pastor or a congregant in a Southern Baptist church, remind yourself of this, that that church belongs to Christ. That church doesn't belong to your denomination. You are not obligated to a degree of loyalty to that denomination if that denomination has betrayed the Lord of that denomination. And that's what's happened within the SBC. So you need to remind yourself whose church that belongs, who that church belongs to. That church belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, who founded the church to begin with. Now I'll stop there, and I'll go ahead and hand it over to Virgil.
Yeah, I concur wholeheartedly with everything Daryl just said. I think it's an absolute waste of time to try to reform an organization, A, as large as the SBC, who has no real desire to reform. Their desire is to continue in the same direction that they're going in. Tom, our dear friend, ran for the presidency of the convention on a platform with regard to seeing reform take place, seeing things righted, and you know, the election was a rejection of that. At the end of the day, the great commission that Christ gives the church to go out and to preach the gospel and seeing others come to salvation in Christ, that has nothing to do with seeing a denomination saved or a denomination brought back from the brink. It has everything to do with going out and preaching the gospel, that gospel truth. And so energies and efforts spent in a direction to try to reform a denomination. And what I mean by that, to the point that Daryl made, is the organizational structure that has no desire to see itself reform. It's time to part ways. These churches are all autonomous churches who can, you know, go in a different direction, link up with those who have like mind and heart, and see the rest of their days spent in a fruitful endeavor as they go out, preach the gospel, and see others come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, before we run out of time, I want to make sure that I repeat the very important websites connected with my two guests today. First, High Point Baptist Church in Larksville, Pennsylvania, where both Virgil and Darrell will be speaking August 20th and 21st at the Just Thinking Podcast Conference. That website is highpointbaptist.com, highpointbaptist.com. And also the website for G3 Ministries, where you can find out more about the G3 Conference, which is going to be coming up in September 15th through the 17th in Washington, D.C. This is the G3 Regional Conference. Go to g3min.org, g3min.org. For Grace to You, the media ministry of John MacArthur, where Del Bernard Harrison serves on the staff, go to gty.org, gty.org. And don't forget about the Just Thinking Podcast, whose website is justthinking.me, justthinking.me. I want to thank the both of you for doing such an extraordinary job, as you always do. I want to thank everybody who listened. I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far, far greater Savior than you are a sinner.